Hi, everybody. I'm Jamin Crow. I'm a senior at BRHS. And today I'm joined with Ethan Lincoln and Kaylee King. If you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Kaylee King and I'm a senior from Atlanta.
Hello, my name is Ethan Lincoln and I'm a senior in Tuxuk Bay and a KYK intern.
All right, everybody. The last time we were here, we talked about what was school like while distance learning. And this week, we thought we'd kind of do the opposite of that and talk about what life is like our life outside of school during the pandemic. And so this week, we've compiled a couple of questions that we're going to answer, and hopefully you enjoy the show. So we'll start off with Ethan. I'll ask you this question. Since COVID, what have you and your family been doing to stay active?
To stay active, we've been mostly, trying to do more chores. So, not mostly chores, but we've been praying a lot, mostly, as a family. As a family, like, yeah, you know.
Kaylee, what about you? How have you and your family been staying active?
Back at McCormick, we used to go riding a lot and get some air. So, like, that's one way we've been staying active.
What would you ride, Kaylee?
We'd ride four wheels and snow machines. At first, we drove four wheels because it wasn't really snowy. So,
yeah. All right. I know for me, me and my family are pretty active, but we were active before the pandemic, so we kind of wanted to keep rolling and, you know, not sit on our butts all day. So we tried to run every day, or in the summer we all had jobs just to stay moving. And in the winter, we like to go outside every single day, every chance. And like Ethan, we've been doing a lot of chores to stay busy. And so I feel like that's kind of cool how we can relate on that. Yeah. Kaylee, we'll start with you with the next question. Have you picked up any new hobbies?
I didn't really pick up any new hobbies. I just did more of what I used to do, like reading, doing work, and all that.
Did you have a favorite kind of thing you'd like to do? Like, what's your favorite hobby?
My favorite thing to do is go riding a lot. Like, we always used to go out and be with our friends. So that was the main thing I liked.
Nice. Ethan, what about you? Any new hobbies or any old ones that you've really tried to keep practicing?
Yeah. It was before the pandemic hit Alaska. So I started playing the drums because I was interested to fun things you can do with it. And I've been playing my electric guitar mostly now because I wasn't really into my electric guitar. So that's what got me to playing it more.
Yeah, kind of a change of pace to keep things new. Yeah, for sure. I know for me, one thing that I picked up, thanks to my friend, was scootering. Me and my buddies got scooters and we'd go to the skate park and ride around. And it was a good way to stay socially distant and also like stay active. Like the last question, it's quite a workout and it was really fun. And it was something also to be outside, be able to hang around friends and be safe with the social distancing things. Rolling right on to our next question. Kaylee, I'll go back to you on this one. What do you do on a daily basis? Kind of like, what's your routine? And since the pandemic, how has your routine sort of changed?
Back before I went to what came here to Atmal, I used to clean up around the house at McCormick and go out, hang out with friends. But now that I'm here in Atmal in quarantine, like we mainly clean up and watch the babies. So, like, we can't really go outside because the virus is here.
Ethan,
the main thing.
Thank you.
Changed. The main thing that has changed is, like, we can't go out, can't have contact with friends and all that.
All right. Thank you, Kaylee. Ethan, what about you?
Do on a daily basis, okay. Especially, like, when it's blizzardy out, like, I usually go out and shovel. And, you know, shovel our doorway and the way to the Makiwik. And I think that's about it. I don't have anything in mind that I, you know.
Even there's nothing that you really do every... There's nothing you do every single day? Like, you don't have a homework schedule or anything? Or things you do every day?
I didn't really do my homework because the self-motivation is really low on me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can relate to you on that one, Ethan. I know me and my brother have struggled to stay motivated, but every day, you know, I like to wake up, have breakfast, and then spend like an hour or two on homework. And then once that's done, you know, daily chores to keep the house clean, make sure I haul wood. And like you said, I shovel every once in a while. And then usually around there, I have free time to do whatever I want, go driving around, go out on a snow machine ride, kind of just my own time. And it's changed a lot with the pandemic because I used to have sports every single night, travel every single weekend. And now I haven't really left Bethel since March or been into Anchorage since March, last March. And it's been a really big change and kind of everything's all shaken up. For the next question, Ethan, I'll ask you this one first. Besides school, what's been the biggest change to your life?
Besides school, okay. Like, to be specific with the pandemic, right? So we've been together mostly now because we were usually outside, you know, away from family. Sometimes we would stay. I'm a homeboy. Like, I always stay at home. So, like, I don't know. It's really confusing right now.
Yeah, that's okay. Kaylee, what about you? What seems to be the biggest change since the pandemic for you?
The biggest change, I think, is like having to stay home all the time. Because at McCormick, we always used to go out every day, go riding, like being with friends. So, like, that's, and being with family, because, like, it's hard not being with all of our family, and that's like one of the biggest changes.
Yep, for sure, for sure. I know for me, like I kind of noted on the previous question, sports was a big part of my life, and I was in sports year round. So the big change of not going to practice, not traveling every weekend, and not being able to be with my friends at practice or on trips or seeing the community out at games and all that. And I think that's been the biggest adjustment, is to have now be sort of isolated with my family and it just having a smaller circle. I think that's been a really big change for me. Rolling on to the next one. Kaylee, I'll start with you on this one. In what ways have you been able to help the community since the pandemic? And do you feel as if your roles have been changed, kind of?
I think the only way I've been helping the community is like staying home, because that's all I can do right now. And like at McCormick, I used to help my gram get like water and all that, and now I can't really do anything, so like that's kind of my role.
All right, thanks, Kaylee. Ethan, what about you? How do you, in what ways have you been able to help the community if you've been able to?
Most, for like the important part is mostly stay home. Stay home because of the pandemic. And if you're about to go, make sure we make sure to wear masks and stay safe.
Yeah. Yep. Especially with this staying socially distant and making sure that you and everybody else in your community is safe. It's a big role we all have to take part of. I know for me, that's kind of, I'm in the same boat as you guys, just kind of making sure.
Yeah.
I'm socially distant with everybody for sure. And Ethan, this past year, what have you learned about yourself, like, or your role in the community, like from before the pandemic to now? What kind of has changed? How did you help the community then, and how has it changed to now?
So then, I used to usually like go to work at the store and stock up some like groceries or stuff. And since after the pandemic, I didn't work as much as I used to do at the store.
Ethan, are you still working at the store right now? And if not, when did you have to stop?
Yeah, I'm still working, but I didn't work. I'm still in the job, but I didn't work there since a long time.
Do you remember when the last time you worked there was?
Well, a few weeks ago. Only once, you know, or twice. I don't remember.
Kaylee, what about you? How has your role changed from pre-pandemic to now?
I used to live at Bethel, so I wasn't really, like, in my community. But since then, a lot has changed. And I guess that's it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, everything has gotten all mixed up. I know that it's been hard to kind of sort of help elders during this pandemic because the elderly are high risk for COVID, and we just want to make sure they're all safe. And now I think the best we can do is just stay socially distant. And kind of to look on the more bright side of things, what have you been grateful for during the pandemic? Things have been hard, but have you felt encouraged to embrace any of the challenges that COVID has faced us with? Ethan?
In somewhat it's encouraging and somewhat it's like discouraging too. In the same way, it's hard to say, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, kind of, it kind of goes together.
Yeah, but we want to look at kind of the encouraging side. How has it encouraged you as to do better as a person or to follow like a hobby? Like, say, have you been practicing more of your drums because of COVID than you would without?
Because we're mostly staying at home and we have so much more free time than before. And
Okay, well, Kaylee, what about you? Have you felt encouraged to embrace certain challenges?
The thing I've been grateful for is like family, because I have a really big family and more family is coming from Kasigok sometimes soon. And like having family is really encouraging.
That's awesome. I know that's a great answer, Kaylee. Family time has been awesome. Ethan, I bet you also have been able to spend a lot more time with your family. for me, I like to look at COVID with being at home and having schoolwork at home without kind of the teachers there. It's kind of making me think, is this what college is like, or is this what it's going to be like a year or two from now when I'm at college, or, you know, kind of preparing me for that. But that's kind of all the questions we have. Thank you, Ethan and Kaylee, for joining me this week. And I hope you guys stay safe and keep striving forward and keep doing great things.